HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the foreclosure crisis that is still just that, a crisis for thousands of homeowners. We have with us Gary Plummer. He is a home ownership advisor with Home Free USA. Home Free USA is having a home ownership and foreclosure event this Saturday in Riverdale, Maryland. If you want information about the event, you can find it on their website at homefreeusa.org. Before the break, we were talking to Nicole. She was trying to get payments switched over from a home that is owned or was owned by a family member. What should she do to have that done, Gary?
Yes, Nicole, what you're going to have to do is talk to your family member. Let them know that you're going to have to prepare and have notarized and then take it down to the court. A quit claim deed. What that does is the quit claim deed will release the ownership of the property from that family member to you. At that point in time, once it's recorded within the courthouse, you're going to send that along with the package to your mortgage lender. I really would suggest that you come to our event on Saturday so that we can get the process started for you immediately.
Okay.
Okay. What are the hours on Saturday?
We're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October the 15th.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Nicole, thank you so much. Before I go back to the phone lines, Gary, for those people that are listening and wondering what they need to bring with them, what is it? What's the list? And what will happen when they show up, no matter what their issue happens to be? And is there a fee or anything like that? Because a lot of people are wondering, how much does it cost, if anything?
That's the beautiful part of it, is that because we're HUD approved and this program falls under those guidelines, there is no fee for us to submit the packages. However, there is a fee for you to, if you're a W-2 employee or if you're self-employed, we do charge for the credit reports because that we have to pay for that ourselves.
Yeah,
but that's a very nominal fee.
$10, $15.
It's $18 per person, so extremely nominal for the price of what's called a lender's credit report. It's a difference between those commercial credit reports that you get out there. This credit report is much more detailed. It's exactly the same report that an underwriter is going to look at. So we do charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a W-2 employee, we ask that you provide 30 days of pay stubs to show proof of income. What I would consider 90 days of bank statements, 3 months of bank statements, that's not asking too much. But the truth of the matter is the bank statements tell us a whole lot of what's going on within your personal life. The 2014 and 2015 taxes, a letter basically detailing your hardship. When the hardship started, what steps you're taking to correct your hardship, and what you consider as a reasonable payment that you can afford at this time. Of course, once you start working with the counselor, we'll pull everything else together. We need a copy of a utility bill to show that you're living in the house, that this is your primary residence. Because the truth of the matter is, if you look at that utility bill, it'll show the mailing address, but it also shows the servicer's address. So they should match up to show that that is your primary residence. And last but not least, we do ask that you, if you're going through a divorce or you're receiving child support, we need proof of that income. Now, if you're in Social Security, of course, we're going to ask for a letter of your Social Security award letter showing proof, your bank statements will show proof of the income going in there.
What about someone who may be struggling to make their payments? Their house may not be in foreclosure, but still, those payments may be high as a result of perhaps them purchasing their home at the beginning of the mortgage market back in 2007, 2008, and they want to refinance. Can they come and talk to your people about that, or should they go to a bank or a credit union?
Well, Harold, here's the beauty of the program, is that let's say that your circumstances have changed. You've retired.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a change of employment, and this new job's not paying you the amount that you were making at the time that you purchased a home. Let's say there was a loss of loved one, therefore a loss of income. There are programs designed to help you through the HAMP program. Through the HAMP program to lower that payment or adjust the payment to your situation, because the guidelines state that it's 31% of your gross, which is the front, and 55% of the back end, which is your mortgage payment plus all the other payments. So when we understand the debts to income ratios and we understand that we're going to put together a monthly budget to make it work for you, sometimes we can look at those budgets and realize you know, maybe you're overextending yourself in some other areas that you're not even paying attention to. But we can help bring those things into line. But at the same time, make sure you get the modification that you need.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, CC, calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to know a little bit more about the HARP program, and I wanted to know what documentation is required when you're applying for a refinance application.
Under the HARP program is the same documentation, which is a refinance, is the same documentation that you needed to purchase your home, proof of income, which would be your pay stubs. You would need 60 days of pay stubs. You would need 90 days of bank statements and the 2 years of taxes. The same documentation that you would need to get your home, to purchase your home, you would need to refinance it. Now, again, there are requirements under the HARP program that a lot of people are not aware of. So you want to be careful and make sure that you talk to your lender or your servicer and get those details before you send that check out to pay for that appraisal.
Okay. CeCe, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tim, calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hey, Greg. Hey, Harold. How you guys doing?
Doing just fine.
Hey, you answered part of my question earlier, Harold. You actually asked that question. What I'm looking at is you're not behind in your mortgage payments. You never missed a payment. But when, from the time you bought your home to now, the thing is that you've lost a lot of value in that house. Is there any way under the HAMP or the HARP that you could do a refinance without losing the years that you already got into that house for bringing the payment down?
You know, Tim, that's a great question. But unfortunately, a lot of people are looking at the HARP program when in many cases they could qualify for the HAMP. And the HAMP is not going to cost you anything. Your situation, your financial situation might have changed. And they don't, in the HAMP program, they're not looking at the value, but they're looking at your ability to be able to afford that payment. Remember, HAMP means the Home Affordable Modification Program, so they will modify that mortgage according to what the income that you're bringing in. So let's say 10, 15 years ago, you were making $75,000, $80,000. Now, because of the economy, the job market has changed. That $80,000 job that you were making 10 years ago is now a $60,000 job. When you apply for that new mortgage, that shows the difference in the income, but it also shows a difference in your debts-to-income ratios, and that's what they're looking for to qualify you under the HAMP program.
So if nothing's happened as far as income, your income, as a matter of fact, it may have improved, but because of the value, you're looking at trying to do something but not losing those years. Is that possible?
If your income is such that, let's say that from a debts ratio, that your mortgage payment, let's say you're bringing in now $7,000 a month, and your mortgage payment is still the same payment that you were paying in 82 at $900, no, you can easily afford that. And as a matter of fact, if you're looking to refinance, you want to be careful with which programs that you do, especially if you have an FHA.
Okay.
Well, Tim,
okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Brian, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I was just calling to see if you had any advice or if I had any options in reference to a 203K loan that I took. It was a FHA loan. I went through a HUD consultant, and apparently I've learned the hard way. I've been building this house for like 2.5 years now. Essentially, we got the loan without the use and occupancy. And after going through a bad contractor, the project took longer than necessary, and they just found the way to get out of the loan by saying that it didn't have the use and occupancy, and now they required the use and occupancy in order to finish financing the rest of the house. So basically they took the remainder of the funds that were set aside to build the house, and now I can't refinance with anyone else because I need a use and occupancy. So essentially I'm stuck. So I'm just trying to find out if there's any recourse. Can I force the bank at this point to keep their obligation to finish the payments so I can finish building a house? Or
Brian, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that horror story before, and it's mainly because I try to tell people at every event I go to, if you're looking to do a 203K, make sure you get an advisor that understands the 203K program, because the situation that you're talking about right now unfortunately happens. And if you don't have someone that understands the program and understands that you've got to stay on top of that program and the payment schedules, that situation that you have, I would suggest if you could come out to our event. And if you come out to our event, ask to speak to me for a couple minutes, and I'll try to guide you to someone to get you some help.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brian. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phones, I did want to bring this up. As you may or may not know, for example, just last week, the Prince George's County NAACP held a protest in Upper Marlboro about asking the county to provide legal help for people that are going through foreclosure issues. Is that advisor or any other legal help recommended as people move through the foreclosure process? And if so, how do they afford something like that when they're already up against the wall?
That's a great question. We do have some legal services that we do refer people to, where some organizations like Civil Justice, they do work hand in hand with us in some situations. And there's some other law firms like Strategic Law that do help us out with our clients. I tell you, the very first thing you should do, and I tell people all the time, the moment you see yourself getting in some mortgage trouble, reach out first to your lender, and then after that, reach out to a HUD-approved counselor, someone that has the experience and the knowledge to know what steps you need to take next.
Okay, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Natalie, calling from Columbia. Natalie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, thank you. So I have two mortgages on my property, and I got on the primary mortgage, I got a HARP refinance in 2012. So because of financial hardship, I applied for a remodification on that loan and the secondary loan on my mortgage. Mm-hmm. I actually got the remodification for my secondary loan, which is much smaller. But for the primary loan, I was denied because I did not meet the requirements because I had refinanced that loan. And one of the requirements for BAHAMP is the 2009 date of obtaining the loan. Correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
So, I spoke to the appeals person, and they said, well, maybe if I, because I have not been delinquent, mm-hmm. they said, well, maybe if you had been at least 2 months delinquent, you could qualify for some of the other programs. And the conundrum is, do I actually get delinquent to qualify for some of the other Fannie Mae modification programs?
Natalie,
I
never, ever, ever tell any client to fall behind in your mortgage, because once you do that, now you're at the mercy of your mortgage lender. If they're telling you that they don't see a hardship, that's one of the reasons that they will consider a denial, is that they don't see a financial hardship. At that point in time, you want to sit down with a counselor and have him look at your situation, because a lot of times you're working with their people, and the person that's on the other line that's answering your questions and is putting together your budget, in many cases, all they are is, I'm trying to be nice here, Harold, all they are is just an order taker. They're just writing down the numbers. But in many cases, some things that aren't considered or should not be considered in a monthly budget, they'll put them in there. Some things that should be, they won't put them in there. You need to deal and work with someone that is experienced, that understands the mortgage process, and then can help you look at your situation, look at your financial situation, and say, yes, this is what we're going to do, and this is the plan of action that we're going to take to go ahead and deal with your lender.
Okay. Natalie, thank you so much for calling. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Cheryl calling from Bowie. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the foreclosure crisis, saving your home. We'll be back in just a moment. To the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about foreclosure and saving your home. We're still answering your questions. Home Free USA is here. There's an event on October 15th in Riverdale, Maryland, from 10 until 4. If you want the information about that event, it is online at homefreeusa.org. Let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl calling from Bowie. What's on your mind, Cheryl?
Yes, I had a question. I'm trying to refinance a second property, which on the second property, there's a second trust with an interest-only loan. And I haven't been able to find anybody that would combine both loans in a refinance. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, Cheryl. Where is the property located?
Bowie.
In Bowie?
Yeah.
And how long ago did you get the refinance on the property?
I couldn't hear you.
How long ago? When did you get the refinance originally to do the first and the second?
It was never refinanced when the house was bought in 2006. It was bought with a two loans, a second trust with interest only.
So you purchased what was called an 80-20 loan at the time.
Mm-hmm.
During the 2006. That's when you were doing with most investment properties. They were called 80-20 loans, which
yeah.
helped to prevent the PMI payment on there. And at that point in time, around 2006, it was at the height of the bubble about to burst. So they're probably telling you, or your lender's probably telling you, that there's no equity available to combine the two. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know if it's a Fannie or a Freddie?
I'm not sure.
And you're upside down on it, and have you tried to reach out to your lender to do a HAMP?
We have tried with the lender, and they kind of give you the run around. Sometimes they don't even call back.
Who is your lender?
Do you know who your lender is, Renee? Cheryl?
Nation Star.
You know what? We have a very good working relationship, Home Free, with Nation Star. I would really suggest that you come to our event on Saturday, and let's take a look at that situation and see what we can do for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
Absolutely.
Welcome. How many advisors are you going to have on Saturday?
Well, there are going to be, of course, some representatives from some of the major banks, such as Bank of America. I believe Nation Star is going to be there, but I do know Ocwen, which is one of the largest servicers, and I know Wells Fargo is going to be there. I would assume that some of the other ones are going to be there as well. But our own advisors from Home Free are going to be there. And what I found out over the years is that our own counselors there at Home Free, in many cases, that, and I've been to plenty of events all around the East Coast, up and down the East Coast, I found that our because of the wealth of experience that we have, I found that our counselors probably have more than the ones that they're bringing forth to us.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Renee calling from Mitchellville. Thanks for calling, Renee. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. I've tried to get a modification for several years. Haven't been able to. I came to Home USA with Frida. She was my counselor. She tried. Wells Fargo just wouldn't budge. In addition to three checks a month plus another check from the school system, they still wouldn't budge. So what happened was they put me in a modification, trying to get a modification three times over a year. In that year, of course, you don't pay. So then I started facing foreclosure, and I finally had to file bankruptcy. Mm. And I'm wondering whether it's worth my while. My lawyer said I should try to get a mod because, of course, I'm going to have to pay back the note and the payments that I missed. So I'm wondering if it's worth my while to come on Saturday. I was going to come. I just happened to hear you on the way home from the grocery store.
Sure. Thank you for calling, Renee. You're in the Chapter 13 because you just told me that you're going to have to pay the back payments as well as the other one. So you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. One of the things that I did hear, you said that you were in a modification?
No, I tried to get one. They put me, the first one in October didn't go. Then they put me in another one. They tried another one. Then they tried another one. By that time, a year had gone. I had about 10 different counselors from Wells Fargo. Never had the same person more than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, finally, you know, that's what happened. I was facing foreclosure because of all the payments that I wasn't paying.
What was the reason for the denial?
Income. And like I said, I'm a substitute teacher, but I have documentation right now where I could show them I've worked every day since August 23rd.
So you're saying income not enough or too much?
No, definitely not too much.
Okay.
Not enough because they say they want permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get on permanent. But I have documentation that I showed my lawyer where I am booked for, you know, substitute assignments up until January.
So what should she do?
Should I come? I mean,
absolutely, you should come because your situation might have changed. Here's the thing. This is what the underwriter is looking for. They're looking to see some consistency in the income. And what happens is if your income as a substitute teacher, and I would assume you're in Prince George's County.
And she's in Mitchellville. Yeah.
But I mean, she teaches in Prince George's County.
Where are you teaching, Renee?
Okay. So your income fluctuates depending on the time that they call you, the job that you have for that period of time. So they're going to average out over that period of time how much your monthly income is.
Right.
And if the monthly income does not show an affordability, then they are going to deny it. I would say let us take a look at it, see where you are. I don't know your situation because we don't have enough time to go through the details.
I got you.
But if you could come on Saturday, I'd be more than glad to talk with you.
And ask for Mr. Plummer.
Please do.
I will.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Renee.
And thank you, and I hope I help somebody.
I hope so, too.
Okay, dear.
Let's go to Ann calling from Maryland. Ann, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ann. Yes, I'm calling from Bellsville, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I'm owner of a condo, but I would have liked to...
Turn your radio down for me, please, Ann.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
I would have liked to go into a senior home. So I would like to know, how do I go about that? Since I'm an owner of a condo, would I be able to apply for a senior home? Senior living, not assisted living.
I understand. They have different guidelines that are very different from what you would normally follow through FHA or conventional or Fannie or Freddie. They are specific to that development.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to check with them. Now, of course, if you get a good experienced realtor, they're going to make sure they work out the sale of your current condo so that you can use at least some of those funds to help get proper financing for your senior. I hope I was able to answer that for
you. Okay, great. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you, Ann. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Robert, calling from Waldorf. What's on your mind, Robert?
Yes, hello. My name is Robert,
mm-hmm.
and I refinanced my house about 2 years ago under the HART program. I've been in my house about 10 years. I bought it when the bubble was busting. And unfortunately, I have no equity in the house after 10 years. I have good credit, never missed a payment, and so forth. Now, I know I'm not able to take advantage of the HART program twice because currently I'm at a 4.5% interest rate, and currently the interest rates are running about 3.5. So since I am not eligible to refinance under the HART program a second time, am I eligible for the HAMP? My income hasn't changed, haven't missed a payment. Actually, my income has considerably increased.
Okay.
So you're at 4.25.
I'm at 4.5.
Okay, and the current rates, let me ask you a question, and your income has increased.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you're just looking to lower the rate. Is that all you're doing? There is no hardship.
Yeah, right. There's no hardship. I have no equity in the house. So I probably have about $3,000 worth of equity after 11 years in the home. I know if I try to refinance it regularly, I would have to pay the appraisal and so forth, and it may not even be worth it.
It would not be worth it to do another refinance at this point in time. Only to lower one percentage point would not be would not make good financial sense at this point. You would spend more to get it done.
I would
certainly take a look to see what your options are available, because I can look at your budget right now. But refinance is not the option you want to go to just lower it by one percentage point. I would certainly come, and we might even have your servicer or your mortgage company at the event.
Yeah,
so I would
Bank
certainly want
to
come just
Bank
to
Bank of America. Yes,
I would probably want to come just to see what your options are. One thing I've always said is that you can look at your options for free. That's just a smart decision.
Right.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for giving us a call. I want to thank all of our listeners for giving us a call. And hopefully we were able to give you some information that will help you, you know, save your home. The information for Home Free USA is online, homefreeusa.org. The event is in Riverdale on Saturday from 10 to 4. So please definitely bring your information and go online to register and get all the information that you need to do, you need for this event. Gary, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in and giving our listeners a helping hand, and hopefully things will look up for them after Saturday.
Harold, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a great time.
Absolutely. Well, that is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, October 12th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at hfisherwhur. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHUR.